Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
Showmance.
I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
Woo! And we are here.
Yes.
Recording some episodes in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very exciting.
I love it.
And
I feel like you're having me in your city.
Yes.
This is nice.
Thanks. It feels right, and it also feels like when we're in New York, we get theater people.
We do.
Which is so exciting for me.
Very charismatic.
I feel very at home.
Jenna's made sure I was on time today because theater people are prompt, unlike
LA
people.
Yeah, if not very early. And I came up with a game for later, which I am very excited about.
I love your games.
Thank you. This was the most fun to make, actually, because I was like, they're for sure. I'm going to make them too easy, and they're going to know. And I feel like I got it. So we'll see.
Yeah, this is your deal, your shtick. This is your people, your town. You got to represent with a good game.
The town.
The Broadway.
Kevin, what is this tweet that you're looking at?
Okay, so I got tweeted this amazing thing from Jess, and it says, thank you, God, that the episode of Glee where Drew a dude, me, covers Old Town Road dressed as a cowboy with a fake horse head and tail attached to his wheelchair doesn't exist. And let me say, I agree, but that is right out of the Glee playbook. Like, that absolutely would have happened.
I was going to say, it's not far off.
No, that absolutely would have happened exactly like that.
What was the...
That is insane.
What was the most wild for you? I feel like those electronic legs was pretty...
That was wild, but
crazy.
I think during Roar, they swung me in a wheelchair across the auditorium stage.
That was really fun for me to watch you swing, and then also very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but I mean, that was crazy.
Were you? How did they do that?
I'm trying to think. I don't actually remember how they...
like, buckle you into the wheelchair and then buckle the wheelchair
harness? I just remember it felt like nobody was certain it was going to work.
I feel like I would have been like, you better believe that this better be the most thorough thing you've ever done on this show.
Yeah, but,
if I was you.
You know, by that point, too, I was just like, whatever. I'm like, sure, let's just see if it works.
You know what? If this ends now, it was a good time.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Fall to the stage.
I remember Roar. That was the Katy Perry. That was the craziest episode because we did, we had like a million costumes. We did the Katy Perry outfits, which Becca and I like took water pills because we were so nervous about showing our stomachs. And then we did the Roar in that episode as well.
Yeah.
And then... who else?
We did
Gaga.
Applause. Yeah.
Which was wild.
Which was crazy. I had this gigantic...
Face paint.
And then I was wearing this very tight...
Black
suit thing.
Did everybody wear the black suits?
No. Everyone was dressed as like a different version of Gaga. And I was the art pop Gaga. And I had an electric wheelchair that I had never used before, which mm-hmm. I think I ran over people's feet. Pretty sure I ran over Darren's foot at one point, which was not nice. I wasn't good at it.
Sorry.
Yeah. And I had this gigantic like parachute thing attached to it, which was wild and did not really work well.
I remember us watching that. I think we had to be in the audience. I remember watching that one.
Yes, you were. That was one of my favorite songs to actually sing.
Really?
Yeah, because Luke Edgemon, who did all
your vocals.
All my demos, who's incredible.
Oh, yeah, demos. Sorry.
He did just some crazy runs. And I was like, how am I supposed to do that?
Like,
what are you doing?
He was testing you.
He took like applause to church. And I was like, okay, I will do this. And I'm proud of myself for doing some of those things.
I'm going to go back and listen to that one, actually. Because
there's
I feel
a couple
like...
They weren't huge successful songs for us. But he was having me do the wildest vocals. Like, go listen to Footloose. And I am doing the fastest runs...
Well,
that I've ever heard
was very difficult.
It was difficult.
because we had all this very intricate foot choreography.
Yes.
Which they also, that's crazy too, because you had to do it with the shoes
on my hands.
On your hands. Who let this happen, Kevin?
No, Zach Woodley's the best.
Yeah, but like, who let this happen? Who let this show happen?
Yeah, we were doing great. I mean,
I love that number though. That was really fun.
I don't know how they kept coming up with stuff after that many years.
I know. And I think about this now, like, I liked Footloose because we were wearing black jeans and a black t-shirt and sneakers.
It was comfy.
It was like, that's how I rated how much I liked the episodes at that point in time. It was like, how comfortable can I be? And if not, I hate it.
I also feel like I should make a little playlist of all of Luke Edgemont's best vocals that you'll never hear that I had to do.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me doing it. It's Luke came up with these things. And I don't know how. He did this.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Just the songs that you wouldn't expect it when we did.
Right. You're like, this one should be easy.
The one, our 100th episode, we did the stripped down version of Loser Like Me.
Yeah.
And he was having me do, and you don't necessarily even hear it because the vocal is so tucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm doing just the, I would text him like, I hate you. This is wild. How dare you? Like, make a song like the lyrics of Loser Like Me, and I'm seeing these beautiful like runs.
And it was a really pretty rendition. Do you remember when we did me, Naya, and Amber did a song that we recorded and then they said we couldn't use it because the artist didn't like it? And then
what?
We did Shake It Off instead, and we recorded it on the day that morning.
No.
We did.
I didn't.
Can
now,
I say this?
Sure.
We did Love the Way You Lie. Remember? We recorded it. I still have it. And then I loved it. It was one of my favorite numbers to do. And then we were told we couldn't use it. And if my memory serves me correctly, it's because they didn't like the rendition of it.
Oh yeah.
And then we did Shake It Off instead, which also ended up being one of my favorites. So it worked out well.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I remember too. You guys, were you in? No, I don't think you were in this number. But the Cheerios. No, the Cheerios did. Was it Fergalicious?
Yes.
Or something, it was a huge.
Yes, I do remember
huge,
that.
Huge, gigantic number. And like people
did
were.
Did they cut it?
Yeah, they cut it.
No.
They filmed the entire thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It was
brutal.
Wild. Yeah.
Well.
I'm very excited to be in New York.
I'm very happy to be here, too. I wish that we had more time to see shows and stuff.
Me, too.
But
I saw one show.
You did. You got to see.
I saw To Kill a Mockingbird.
With our friend Gideon Glick.
Yes. Gideon, who I only know by circumstance, basically.
Right.
Or we've never actually hung out, and we got to hang out after the show, and Gideon
Glick. It's incredible.
On top of being one of the most talented human beings on the planet, is just the nicest human being as well.
Yeah.
So it was very nice to actually.
That show, I mean, it's.
If you can go see it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can get a ticket.
Right, exactly. It's unbelievable. I was so moved. I went and sat by myself and then, like, cried and cried.
Same.
And cried.
That's what I did.
Anyway.
And they're going to keep bringing in new casts, and it's going to be incredible, and Aaron Sorkin's incredible, so it's just.
That's it.
Yeah.
Before we get to Alex and Joe, let's give a shout out to Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe for your friends. We love playing matchmaker. We downloaded Ship for our friend, and we've been using it to find dates for him. It's a genius idea because we get to live vicariously through him because we are not single and we love to swipe through. So download Ship, that's Ship, and search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today. So if you're single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew, and those friends can help you find matches. And if you're not single like us, you can still join to help your friends out. You do not need to make a profile. You just join your friend's crew and start swiping. And one of the best parts is the group chat feature. You can skim through profiles and strategize how to start the conversation to help your friends find just the right match. Finding a date is more fun if you do it with friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends. That's Ship. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today.
All right. Well, we have Alex Fink and Joe Carroll today. Very exciting. Couple. Adorable. Kevin, you want to do bios?
Yes,
all
Jenna.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, Jenna, how much of this is just copy and pasted from?
No, I had to cut down a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
You did some editing.
Yeah, I did some editing.
Okay.
But they also supplied us with bios, so This is,
you know. That's nice.
Alex Fink is a New York City-based actress currently in the Tony Award-winning musical Come From Away on Broadway. She originated the role of Hope Harcourt in the first national tour of Anything Goes, directed by Kathleen Marshall. She's performed roles regionally with Music Theater Wichita, Pittsburgh CLO, and the Denver Center. She starred as Cosette in the Broadway revival of Les Mis and originated the role of Joanna in the critically acclaimed revival of Sweeney Todd, which I loved at the Barrow Street Theater. And she has a BFA in musical theater from the University of Michigan.
Joe Carroll is also a New York-based actor currently playing Hans in Frozen on Broadway. He was also in the original musical Bandstand Cinderella. Why can't I talk?
It's fine. Keep going.
Original.
I'm not editing this.
I'm editing this.
No, Steve. Don't edit it.
No.
Okay, go
Steve
for it.
Steve has to edit this. Okay. I'm starting over. Why can't I think musical Bandstand Cinderella, Romeo and Juliet? Okay. Joe Carroll is also a New York-based actor currently playing Hans in Frozen on Broadway. He's also in the original musical Bandstand Cinderella, Romeo and Juliet, and the Tony Award-winning Once. Some of his TV credits include NCIS New Orleans, Chicago Fire, Elementary, Deception, The Carrie Diaries, All My Children. Damn, Joe! He also has a BFA at the University of Michigan.
Let's go over to Alex and Joe.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
Okay, you guys, we are here with Alex and Joe, Alex Fink and Joe Carroll. Yay. And did you take the last name?
Not officially. Well, here we go. It's going well.
Yeah. Jump right in.
Not to make things awkward.
No, it's great.
Legally, I will take his last name. But
stage name.
You have a lifetime.
Yeah. You got it.
A lifetime to
I know.
Do that.
That's, I figured no rush. That first
like,
anniversary is paper, so like maybe I'll come home with, I don't know.
Oh, don't spoil it.
It's all right. You'd be like, spoiler alert.
It is such a pain in the ass to do. I feel bad that you have to do that. Oh.
Well, I don't have to do anything.
What?
Cursing?
Oh, yeah, do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't wash my mouth.
No, we're good.
Full
we'll
body
just
mouth.
Bleep you afterwards.
It was really nice that you, like, hesitated and asked. Yeah. But, yeah, do whatever you want. Very considerate.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, we want to hear the whole story. And Alex, you and I kind of, we don't have a showman's, but we've worked with the same people probably a million times. And Joe, probably we've worked with a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
But we worked with Barry Ivan in PCLO in Pittsburgh and at separate times, Kevin. Mm-hmm. So we but yeah, he like brought us together and was like, you guys have to meet.
Just Butters.
You have to meet.
The tree of trust.
Joe, have you ever met Barry?
I auditioned for the closest we've ever come to working together was a production of The Wedding Singer at PCLO.
I did The Wedding
That's
Singer.
The one you did.
That's
the one.
Yeah.
And so we got down to the end there and we were so excited.
We were like,
it was like maybe because we've never worked together.
Aww.
We really like I mean we've done we did a couple shows together in college, you know, sort of in different but we really have never worked together or opposite each other. So we were really hoping that we could do a goofy 80s musical together.
It's the best show.
Yeah. It's
so
fun.
I just love it.
Yeah. Well, my audition for that was hilarious because you know, I come in for one part and I'm singing the songs. He's like, do you happen to know this character stuff? And I was like, yes, I know every word to The Wedding Singer. He's like, no, you don't. And I was like, yes, I do. It's the first musical I saw on Broadway. And then it became like roulette.
They were
he was like, throw out a song, and I'd be like, it's all
like
the best, green. Like, I would just go.
And you know this one.
I actually did as well, which was part of why, like, I said yes, because I was like, I know it.
Yeah.
Because in PCLO, you
bare
learn
minimum,
it.
Bare minimum, Jenna.
Yes, always.
Yeah.
Just, flying by under the radar.
I already know it. Yes, I'll do it.
Yes. C+.
Yep.
Okay, tell us your story. Tell us how you met.
We went to the University of Michigan together, and I guess technically we met, you know, first day of freshman year of college. We were in the same class.
You guys.
Mm-hmm. And we did, you know, we were in our friend's dorm room, and, you know, there was, like, a big Facebook group at this time. We had cell phones, but they were, like, brick phones, you know, and so it wasn't, like, a group text. It was, like, a Facebook thing. It was,
yeah,
like,
I don't think anyone had everybody's number yet.
Yeah, so it was, like, come to Joel's dorm room and...
For insomnia cookies.
Insomnia cookies.
Yes.
And then... Yeah, so that's when we met, and then, you know, she walked in and was quite striking.
Yes, me not knowing I was about to meet my future husband was in men's oversized basketball shorts, the free banking sweatshirt you got when you signed up for your yeah. bank account at the local credit union and like my knockoff Uggs that I got from Target because she loves a bargain.
Yeah.
Which he later called. He would look at my feet and he'd be like, why are you wearing loaves of bread?
Yeah, on your shoe. Yeah.
It's just
and you
really,
walk through and he's like, her.
That, and he
she's
was,
it. That's, yeah, it. Yeah, that's it. That's my ideal. But she was also wearing, you know how you get a lanyard with your like student ID?
Oh, my God.
She wore the lanyard like every day.
Every day. All
no.
4 years.
For like, yeah, it was way too long.
Why?
The lanyard. But I remember the lanyard so vividly. Because
convenient.
Convenient. It's right. practical.
Because yeah. you have to swipe
card,
in.
Student ID, keys,
oh,
done.
Oh, my God. Loaves of bread
like this,
and lanyards.
It's a better version of this stupid fanny pack I have on.
I love it.
You're still
crazy.
I just got a fanny pack, and it's my
yesterday.
Favorite thing.
I'm just
it's
shaming
dream
myself.
Dream life.
Don't worry
the
about
best.
It. Sorry. Back
Hands
to you guys.
Maybe we should start the lanyard trend. Kevin and I are always like, we got to get ahead of the curve. So maybe we'll just start wearing lanyard.
Bring it back.
And loaves of bread.
Yeah.
And loaves of bread.
Yeah. And I was like, that was it.
Wait, I've never heard that before, though. That's really funny. Okay, so did you guys date immediately? Did you? Were you friends? Were you not friends
Long
at all?
Long courtship?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. We were friends. Mm-hmm. And then there was a little bit of... we didn't really start dating until sophomore year.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of like...
There was some sneaky smooching freshman year for sure.
It's too much. We can't possibly, you know...
Yeah.
That's
the
thing.
Best.
Neither of us wanted to date anyone like in our class,
right.
at school. You want to, you know, don't, you know... It's a little incestuous.
for yeah.
Life. But it's, you know, so we just, you know, we didn't want... And then I... she was dating somebody beginning of sophomore year and I kind
like
of was...
over the summer.
And I just was like... I was like, you know, I want to go out with you. And she
no,
was
no,
like,
no. Don't sell
well,
yourself
okay, well.
Short. No, it was straight out of a movie. It was...
Well, the good part. The good part is kind of straight out of a movie. Yeah, so you
no,
tell that.
No,
yeah.
I had been dating someone over the summer and one day it's like, what is it? Like October, November
it was
probably?
Like, it was snowing. Which is nice and romantic.
There you
but,
go.
Yeah,
which in Ann Arbor
November.
Could be October. You never know.
yeah,
so,
yeah,
right.
Could have been May. Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows what time of year it was. It was snowing. I got a call. He was like, what are you doing right now? I was like, I was in my apartment. I was like, nothing. He's like, okay, can I come over? Like, out of breath. I was like, yes. What's yes? Because we've been, like, best friends and also doing the sneaky smooching.
Yeah.
Anyway, not while I was dating someone else, but.
Sneaky smooching.
Pre-summer.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway. So he... shows up at my door and, like, knocks, and I go to the front door, and he, like, pulls me out onto the porch, and he basically, like, was like, look, I know you're seeing someone else. I don't know what's going on with that, but if I don't tell you right now that I want to be with you, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
Oh.
Like, out onto the porch, snow yeah. falling.
She's
and then he was
very,
like,
love
he was like,
actually.
Oh, yeah. And he was
wow.
like, you don't have to
my
do anything about it.
That's beautiful.
Well, he loves a romantic comedy.
He does.
So, I mean, I'm sure it happened, you know, I was... Fairly, I love all of that crap. I mean, we're dramatic people. We're act, you know what I mean?
So that's what we do.
That's what we do. So, I yeah. So that I was like, you know, I want to be with you. And then I think you called that guy and were
yep.
like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then you called me. And my favorite part of that story was then you called me and you said, I'm coming to you. And then you ran to my house.
Aww.
And then,
we like kissed in the street with snow falling.
You guys.
So it's very cute.
This is beautiful.
It was not so sneaky anymore.
Yeah.
No.
So that was great. And then, so that was, we were 19.
Yeah, my gosh.
You know, and then I think, oh, you know, not to kill the romantic comedy bubble, but then
we
it
broke
got,
up.
Then we broke
oh.
up, and then it got real, like,
yeah.
you know, we, I went abroad for a semester, and so we broke up, and then I came back, and it was a while then we were apart, and then second semester, senior year, we said, you know, no, we still love each other and we want to try this for real. And so then we moved to the city together.
Yeah.
And then, and we sort of chugged along together and then had our ups and downs through, you know, growing, sort of the growing pains of being in a relationship. I mean, we met when we were 18. So
right.
it's like, you know, how do you stay together and grow with each other? And we just constantly were growing together as opposed to growing apart. And the minute that we'd be apart, we're like, no, I don't like this anymore. And we'd grow back together. And then so
but we kind of look back and say like I remember meeting him because we talked like it was the very first football game was when we talked. I think we talked for just like 5 hours straight at that whole football. I don't think
yeah.
and I love football.
Yeah.
But so I didn't watch any of that first game. We were just talking the whole time.
That's how you
and
know.
I
yeah.
and I remember
yeah.
just being like he is important was sort of what I thought. Like that was sort of what the gut says. It wasn't like he's the one or it was
right.
just like he's going to be important. And there was always sort of the sense like when we were together apart like doing all these growing pains it was sort of like ugh, I feel like I just, what? Why did you show up when I was 18? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Right? I'm gonna meet you when I was 25.
You're supposed to show up at like 25, 26. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it.
I mean, this is very romantic.
Yeah.
We've had a couple
Jenna?
Of romantic episodes, but this is very romantic.
Yes, this is up there.
Before we continue with Alex and Joe, let's talk about the latest news from the Peloton community, the Peloton Tread. This is not another treadmill. The New York Times says it's like having a personal trainer come to your house whenever you'd like. Right now, go to onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com and use the code SHOWMANCE to get $100 off accessories with the purchase of a tread. My friend has this tread. This is a new product and it is so chic. It's so awesome. The screen is massive and the tread looks fantastic. The Peloton Tread has a 32-inch HD touchscreen and a powerful built-in soundbar for an immersive, captivating workout experience. You can work up a sweat with world-class instructors who are running, walking, stretching, or lifting right by your side. You can explore different types of runs, boot camps, and strength workouts with classes everywhere from 10 to 60 minutes long. That's so ideal. From calories burned to total output, distance, and heart rate, you'll be able to push yourself to new personal bests you never thought possible. So discover the immersive and challenging total body training you can get from Peloton Tread. Don't miss this limited time offer. Go to onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com and use the code SHOWMANCE to get $100 off accessories with the purchase of a tread.
I feel like, what are we doing with our lives, Kevin?
How do you, when you said you guys, when you moved to the city together mm-hmm. and you would sort of grow apart and mm-hmm. realize it. Like, yeah. How do you catch that to be like, mm-hmm. because I was in a relationship when I was super young, like 19, we were together for like 7 years
yeah.
and we
yeah.
were very communicative and would talk about those things sort of along the way.
Right.
But, and how does one recognize that to be able to be like, because you're different people.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're yeah. now an adult living in a new place and that comes with its own challenges and,
right.
and the entertainment business,
more
which
challenges.
Is also crazy
right.
and ups and downs, but does it help that you guys were doing the same thing, pursuing the same sort of career? Or
I always felt that it was. I always felt that, you know, I remember, you know, when we weren't apart, you know, you'd go on a date with somebody and try to explain that, you know, you were at rehearsal and the director did this thing and, you know, I'm so frustrated or whatever, and somebody would, they just wouldn't understand. And so I like to say that finding somebody in the business that you can connect with in a relationship is like sort of a unicorn thing. Like,
yeah.
you know, it's hard to come by. But I felt that we could always lean on each other as far as the business was concerned, push each other, you know, are we doing, you know, what are we doing as far as the business is concerned? But then I think that we always just, you know, communication was huge. And I think that whenever we weren't doing well, it was because the communication fell apart. And mm-hmm. so we would stop talking, you know, and so there were these parts of, you know, somebody's going through something and they're not talking about it. And when we got back to the communication and like, you know, hey, this thing you did pissed me off and here's what, you know, like right. really fighting and really talking and really just kind of airing it all out there. That was when it was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think it's certainly not, I mean, we caught it always, but definitely not without mess, you know,
right.
like
right.
the first 2 years we were here after we graduated were really hard. He booked a Broadway show right away, which was amazing. And I booked a national tour and we were both in this phase of like, yes to the career, like yes to the dream. So a lot of times that came at like not putting us and our relationship as the priority. So it was hard to see each other. Like it was a lot of trial and error for us. And then after I got off the tour, sort of me exiting tour bubble, which is such a thing.
Crazy.
It's yeah. insane. And you sort of come back to real life. And I felt like I had this credit, but I was starting from total scratch in New York because I had never auditioned in New York. I never like didn't know any casting directors, mm-hmm. nothing like that. Those were a tricky couple of years for us to like really figure out what yeah. we needed to do
yeah.
for each other, for ourselves.
When right. I felt that my biggest issue, and I tell, you know, just a slightly younger, my sister, people slightly younger than me, like, don't listen to anybody, because I listened to all of the people when we were 24, 25 who were like, so are you going to get married? And I was
right.
like, well, maybe, but stop bugging. Let me figure it out. Let us figure it out.
Yeah,
and I felt this pressure that was like sort of real, but also totally not real.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard. And then, you know, to come back and but then, you know, we wouldn't talk about it. You know, it'd be like this kind of, you know, certain things in the relationship were like this elephant in the room. And then, you know, and then you start like, so once you stab that elephant in the neck.
Then,
well, I don't know where that came from.
We love elephants.
I saw the look in your eye like you were going to say something extreme, and I was holding my breath. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Here it comes. What's it going to be? It's going to be some vivid image.
I'm stealing that. I am now adopting that for myself.
There were a couple of things when we were talking about coming on the podcast. We were talking about it last night.
And
she was like we just like, you were like, don't say anything stupid.
We can always edit things out.
Yeah, that's it.
Kevin really gets to see me when my brain like falls apart.
Oh, likewise. So,
yeah. Listen, if the elephant lovers come after us, it's him,
not me.
It's all Joe.
It was a metaphorical.
Yeah. It was a bad metaphor. So sorry.
You guys are like consistently working, which is amazing. But I'm sure
how did you do that?
Please tell us. Share with us how that works.
How does one continue to work?
Oh my gosh.
No, but do you feel like you guys are? Is there like a difference in like who's working and somebody's not? Do you feel like you're consistently working at the same time? Is there like a synchronicity to it at all?
Honestly, right now is the first time that we have been on the same schedule. Ever. And so, like, Come From Away on Broadway. Yeah. I'm in Frozen, obviously, on Broadway. And they're on the exact same schedule. And that is about to end at Labor Day, where I go into five show weekends, two on Saturday, two on Sunday.
Brutal.
And she stays. And then she's got some different work happening in the fall. So, like, we're just enjoying this moment of synchronicity.
Right.
You know, we're working at the same time. It is.
Because, we're at the mercy of other people and their schedules, and you know it's hard.
Totally.
Always, you have to be just extremely adaptable, just based on whatever the schedule is. Like, okay, so it was almost a weird transition going to the same schedule because we're so used to not being on the same schedule and not having the same day off.
This is boring.
Or not being in the same city where it was like okay, so like this week Monday night date night, or this, you know, you just carve it out when you can.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, now that we're married, it's like juggling like household tax. Okay, like I'm laundry this week, you're grocery and food prep, like whatever.
Wow.
And so now like we have all this time. Like I think the first week we were both home during the day for a while.
Oh,
it's like, what are you doing?
Kind of looking at each other like why are you here?
Yeah.
I liked you for 2 hours a day. I don't know.
This is me time.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Alex, your show is much shorter than Joe's show.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Much shorter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
so you're like home and hanging by the time Joe's like still in second act.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll wait and hang out and we'll do something afterwards. Or if we have like family or friends in town, I'll wait and we'll do something afterwards. But a lot of the time, that is sort of my me time. I come home and I'm like, I got 30 minutes to put on that stinky face mask he hates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Put the bachelor
to
on.
Not kill him. Yes.
Last night
in bed. Yes. Stinky face mask.
That's right.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I walked in and I just
like,
I platformed around and I was like, okay, so what is this? I'm going to say, oh, this is Bachelor in Paradise. Okay, so.
Catch up.
So
this is what's happening.
Yes.
Can I have a scotch? Will you bring me scotch?
Thank you. Because David gets really, my boyfriend gets really like, ugh, Bachelor. But the other night, you know, Bachelor in Paradise started. And so, well, this won't be the timing, but whatever. So we were watching Bachelor in Paradise and he's like sitting there and like, I could see him like on his phone and then like actually like looking up and watching.
Right.
And then like after the first hour, he was like, oh my God, Kaylin.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end he was like, I have to admit, I didn't want it to end. And I was like, yes.
You are good at getting people into it.
Are you? Is this like a special talent?
She came to stay with me for pilot season, I think, once, and she put on she watched it every single night. I was like, what is this? I'm not watching this. Yeah. And I sat down and after
you can't look away.
The first episode I was like, wait a minute. Tell me everything that got us here.
Yes.
This isn't, when is it on next week? Okay, great.
You just put the volume up a little louder than you normally would, and come running.
No
I'm telling
idea.
You, people are fascinated
in
this
no
show.
I no idea. I just went on family vacation last week, and all of my nieces and my oldest niece's boyfriend, who I would not think would be into it, everybody was on their computers catching up on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is happening? My parents were watching it. I was the only one out of 14 of us who was not watching.
Yeah, we were
it's
talking
like
about
a
that.
Weird addictive anthropological study. And
it
we're
really
at
is.
One point we're like, it's disrespectful to love. Like, I don't this is not real. None of it's real.
Yeah. Right.
But then inevitably
you're watching.
Sucked
yeah.
in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I hate myself a little bit, but.
Well, I think after we got married, we sort of got on our high horse about love. You know, there's just so much work that goes into like all of the marriage stuff.
Totally.
And so then
they're not doing the work.
They're not doing it. On our way back from our honeymoon, we watched Four Weddings and a Funeral, and which is like a great movie, but like at the end, you know, it's an old movie, so I'm spoiling an old movie, but like at the end, it's like the woman comes crashing in and is like, wait, I love you. And it's like, well, no, they didn't do the work. That's not how this would work. This is not what they, you know, you get like
angry. Very resentful yeah. towards
yeah.
people.
Yeah, to have like so take silly. It lightly.
I feel like you should respect somebody running up and professing their love for somebody.
Yeah, but they should do it like a couple of months before the catering is paid for.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's all I mean.
Like, there's so much work that goes into
exactly,
a wedding.
Exactly. Like, you know, I've already paid the deposit on the band and the venue. Like, just before that happens, if you really love me that much, like show, like Hugh Grant.
We like to give wedding advice on this show quite often.
Love
but
it.
You guys got married last year, right?
Yeah, October of last year.
Tell us everything. Tell us how it was. Tell us if there's anything you like after now, if you would do different. Like, give us the whole rundown.
One, did you enjoy the experience?
Well, yeah, most importantly. No, you'd be surprised, right? How many people are like, I wish I did it different. So yeah. I'm just curious.
I loved our wedding day. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I had also gotten to a place where I was, like, the day of, I had done, like, there'd been so much work that goes into planning something like that, always. And I sort of, like, that weekend, I was like, well, something's going to go wrong.
Of course.
Something, it is inevitable.
Yeah.
Right.
Something is going to go wrong. Hopefully it's not that the food or the booze doesn't show up.
Most important.
And that he doesn't show up.
Those three things.
Yeah, you got three.
Hopefully it's not something that huge. Mm-hmm. But I was sort of like, something's going to go wrong. So then on the day when there was inevitably like little things that happened and nothing was major, I was like, whatever. Like, I was so chill and relaxed the day of.
Yeah,
now, this is the part where any of our friends and family who are listening who like put out all the little fires of the day will be like, good, thank God, because I was running around like a crazy person. But no, I had so much fun.
I've never seen Alex Fink happier in her whole life. And it was so fun because I had a great time, too. I had a great time. You know, I was at one point standing on the altar thinking about the graduate and Four Weddings and a Funeral. And I'm like, this is the moment she leaves. This is the moment when she comes. Like, she doesn't. You know, and I'm like sweating and I'm looking at this priest. And, you know, it's just like a whole thing. But it was fun. I remember you saying before the reception, you were like, because we're both good. You know, we all of us go to these business parties where you like walk in and everybody separates and you kind of like, I need to talk to these people and I'm going to talk to these people. And she was like, let's try to like hold hands. Let's try to stay together for the reception for the majority of it so that we don't just like walk into the party and lose each other.
Because I had so many stories of like friends of ours getting married and they're like, I didn't see my husband. I didn't see my wife. Whatever. Right. I didn't see my partner the whole time.
Right.
Crazy.
So she's like, let's just kind of hold hands. Let's stay together for the whole thing.
Never let go.
Right. And so then we like get through the speeches and stuff and off she goes. She's this like other side of the room. And she's talking to somebody over there. And I kind of look up and I'm like, where's Alex? Where's my wife? And she's on the other side of the room talking to somebody. And so then I'm like, excuse me. So I go walk up because I have the instructions to stay with her.
Right.
So I come walking up and I'm like, hey. And then she'd introduce me to some of her friends from high school or something. And they'd be like, it's so nice to meet you. And I'm like shaking their hands. And all of a sudden, and she's off the other side of the room. And she's just like.
Thank God I was in white because I am rather small.
She was like floating. She was just kind of like trotting across the room. Like, I can't follow. You know, it was a really fun. We had a really fun party. I mean, it really was. And the band was amazing. And it wasn't without its like little things, you know, hiccups and stuff. But we had a great day.
That's so great.
Good to hear. I feel like so often we don't hear that.
Yeah,
after talking
like,
to so many people.
I wouldn't do it. I was like, I'm thinking about a small wedding. I was like, but I'm scared I'll regret like not doing a big one. They're like, you won't.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, during the planning, during the planning,
right.
We were like,
ripping our hair.
Let's just like screw up. Let's go. Let's elope. Let's just take like our, you know, the
me
two of
from
us.
From day one.
You know.
My mom was like, just don't elope. Just let me be there. We ended up, we have huge families. It was big party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, like, you know, because there's a lot of Michigan friends that I follow. And, like, I was on Instagram and I was like, I feel like I'm missing out on, like, the party of the year here. Because, like, everybody was just like, you're so loved. And everybody, like, seemed like they had such a good time.
Yeah. We're really lucky. We have a lot of good people.
Yeah.
A lot of really good people.
And, I mean, Dayton, Ohio. We got married in Dayton, Ohio, where she's from. And actually where I was born. And that was one of these, like, weird coincidence things on the first day of college where we were like, oh, my gosh. Like,
you guys. You know.
All of our records are at the same county court.
Which is like, it's crazy.
In Ohio. What? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I was born there and then we moved away and a whole thing. But
I can't.
Oh my gosh. Our family had mutual friends. We think we probably met when we were 8. We both vacationed at the same tiny town in Northern Michigan.
You must
like,
have
it got
like...
to the point where I was like, I have to make sure we're not related.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you actually really?
Yeah, my family's related to a lot of people in the southern, southwestern Ohio area.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's a really smart to do it.
Yeah. Are you my cousin?
Right,
on the front end.
Exactly.
You get to the wedding, they're like, Fred?
right.
Was there anything you did in the planning phase to make sure that you guys could enjoy the day? Because I feel like a lot of times the people actually getting married are working all day.
Yeah.
You're having to say hi to a billion people. You're stressed about things that could go wrong.
Right.
And you don't necessarily get to just relax and enjoy it. Or is it more of a mentality? You're like what you said, that
hold the hands.
Things are going to go wrong. Let's just stick together. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Is that all it is? Or is there like specific things in going into planning?
Can you think of anything specific?
I remember
a piece of advice that I got that was sort of like a great mental shift for me.
What was that?
Someone said to me, and this may be controversial, but someone said to me, like, the wedding is not about you. It's for the community. It's not for you. It's for the community. Which, yes, it is for us. We're making this promise to each other. But in a way, like,
you've already done
that. We've done that to each other. It's just in this, you know, now it's legal. It's in an official way, but it's for everybody else, for all of these people that have invested their time and energy and their love into supporting us and are going to support us on this next sort of journey we take together. And that, because inevitably when you put a wedding together, there's different expectations from different people. People prefer different things. Some people think there's one way to do it and that way's the right way. So that really helped me to sort of like zoom out and be able to really like compromise me. Okay, what is actually like really super important to us and what isn't? What can we just be like, great, let's do that if that really matters.
Right.
Yeah. And we were like, we're both kind of recovering Catholics, and both of our mothers were like
married in a church.
It would have broken their hearts if we hadn't got married in a church. Yeah. And it's like, okay,
fine. We just said no wine, no wafer.
Yeah, so we did it like up to the Eucharist.
No wine, no wafer.
Yeah,
just loaves of bread and lanyards instead.
Basically.
That's it.
This episode is called Loaves of Bread and Lanyards.
No, it absolutely is.
Yeah. And then the other two things that I loved about our reception was that we didn't do like a walk around to every table. Yeah. We just kind of were like, if you want to come up and talk to us, then come talk to us.
That's great.
But we're not walking around everybody.
That's good.
You know, so we just kind of hung out, the two of us, and then like on the dance floor, like come up, give us a hug, whatever. But
that's always one of those things I've seen. I'm like, why are you guys doing this?
It takes forever. Yeah, it takes forever.
Most importantly, did you guys get to eat?
Yeah,
yes.
Yes, and the food was awesome.
See?
The food was awesome.
You order all this, like, you pay so much for the food, like, per head. You get all this cool food, and then, like, some people
just
don't
get bread?
To eat. No.
Sorry, I thought you said bread.
Per head. I said plate per head.
Yeah. I was like, okay, there's also other food.
Plate per head, Kevin.
I'm sorry,
you know, some people just have bread at their wedding.
Respect.
Not everybody is as lucky as us.
Okay.
It's taking a turn.
Anyway, will you guys stick around for a game that we've planned for you?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Look how nervous Alex is so nervous.
So nervous. She's better with a script. She loves improv, but she's better with a script.
Oh, you'll be good at this.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, this will be fine.
Before we play a little game with Alex and Joe, let's give a shout out to the American Heart Association. They're on a mission to help you live longer and healthier by fighting stroke and heart disease. They want all of us, specifically millennial women like Kevin and I, to keep our hearts pumping by getting our 2.5 hours of walking in each week. That's less time than you spend watching Netflix each week. We're all very busy, but we can do it. So go for a walk or do some squats. Or if you're sitting down right now, stand up or grab some friends and go dancing tonight. You can even go for a run while you listen to our show. Getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, could literally change your life. Learn how to live a better life today at heart.org. That's heart.org. This message is brought to you by the American Heart Association.
Okay, when we come back. Happy October, everyone!
It's Kevin
and Jenna
from Showmance.
And this Halloween, we have a very special spooky episode in store for you.
We're doing a deep dive into a paranormal true crime classic, The Amityville Horror Story.
We'll discuss the controversy, the spooky hauntings, the families involved.
And we'll even share a few paranormal stories of our own.
Don't miss a Showmance Halloween, The Amityville Horror Story.
This month on the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One.
And we are back, and we're going to play a game with Alex and Joe.
Kevin with the sound effects.
Oh, he loves the sound effects.
I'm not very good at them, but I need them. We back.
Okay. All right.
I love a game. Jenny, you're so good at planning games.
I love planning games. I love planning.
Are you a game night kind of
guy? Yes. Mm-hmm. We love games.
Side note, she recently learned how to play poker, and it's my favorite thing that now she's
a
part of that.
I'm obsessed. I play online poker now.
You play online poker?
Yes.
Why haven't you invited me to play with you?
Well,
you know I have a problem.
Come join the party.
Okay, great.
Kevin had a birthday party, and it was a poker party.
Happy.
Awesome.
It was in June.
Hey, yeah,
it was a while ago.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
But the poker party was real fun.
Yeah.
It was my first time in real life, playing with real people, more than my
gambling.
Boyfriend, who does like four different people, and I play one, and like that's
training
what he does
you right
for me.
Up. Yeah. Love it. Love
anyway,
it.
Moving on. Okay. So we have come up with some Broadway lyrics from shows, and you guys have to tell us what show it's from.
If you knew how my heart rate just skyrocketed.
So are you a game night girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you have nights, but you don't have nights ever.
I think you're just really competitive. So, like, if you don't
Got
get
it.
These right, it's going to kind of screw up the whole day. So, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
And for the record, Jenna made this game.
I mean, like, so can I even deserve my degree? Like, what is the...
You shame
It'll
Michigan.
It'll be haunting me on stage during...
Oh, I'm so excited.
You'll get them.
I can't wait.
And we started, like, really easy, so go
great,
for it.
Great.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Name that show. You're such a lonely child. How pensive, how sad you seem to me.
Les Mis.
Yay!
Nailed it.
You know what? I just wanted to ease in.
That was good. That was helpful. Because Alfie Bo and Jono and Jones literally would just sing that into my face. So that,
right.
that was kind.
Okay.
Is this just
it.
To the group? Like, is this
yes.
just, okay,
yeah.
like,
okay,
whoever
yeah.
goes first? Sorry, I just want to know the rules.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meanwhile,
okay,
she got right up on the mic. Like, I'm going to say this quicker than you.
The first one is Les Mis.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, Alex, take it easy.
Did I get an A? How about a gold star?
You got a gold star. Joe,
so far you're
I'll give you the first pick for this one, and if you can't, Alex, you know, can chime in, okay? It reminded me of Robin Hood and the part where Little John jumped from the rock to the sheriff of Nottingham's back. And then Robin and everyone swung the trees in a sudden surprise attack.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
I tried not to do it like it was sung.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Do it again.
I see.
It reminded me of Robin Hood and the part where Little John jumped from the rock to the sheriff of Nottingham's back, and then Robin and everyone swung from the trees in a sudden surprise attack.
Oh, I don't know.
That's wild.
I love this show.
I have
a lot.
I have no idea. New, old, classic, old,
Older.
Older.
Not like Golden Age classic, but old, like. Should we do a clue?
Yeah, let's do a clue.
Give a clue.
Already going.
Kristen Chenoweth won a Tony in this show.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
Good one.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I do not know that show very well.
That was a book report from Charlie Brown, which I love. You're a Good Man.
I never would have gotten that in 1,000 years.
Okay, we're going
ready?
Back to a little. We're easing in again.
We're tied, 1-1.
I'll just answer the easy one. Okay.
You just
from
jump
the
in.
You were in from the show that you were actually
I know,
in.
I know.
Here we go. So raise your right finger and solemnly swear whatever they say about me, I don't care.
Mean Girls.
Woo!
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Yay!
Very
okay.
quick.
A Barrett Wilbur Wheat.
I know. Okay. I can just hear her.
I know.
Dang it.
Ugh, that belt. Okay.
Not gonna belt. I do not like her. Anyway.
No. Okay. It takes care, it takes patience, and fear and despair to change.
Into the woods.
Yay!
I was so considerate. They looked at each other to make sure they were saying it at the same time.
It's like, obviously.
Because it takes two, babe.
It takes two. It takes two.
All right. So romantic. All right. Kevin's not there. I'm sweating. Like, this is what love looks like.
Kevin. Your boyfriend was on Broadway. You guys have a very good relationship.
I know,
you
but it's
like
beautiful to see this. Oh, yeah, no. I'm very happy.
Sorry, Austin. Okay.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was lost for you to find, and now I'm yours, and you're mine.
You would have known this one.
I would have.
Wait.
I am. Say it again.
I was lost for you to find, and now I'm yours, and you're mine.
Do you know it?
She's got it.
Yeah, I do.
No, I do.
Do you want me to sing it? Then you'll know it.
Yeah.
She was in the show.
Waitress. Yeah. Yes. I was good. Yes. Oh my gosh.
What's bad is that I'm like, I know how the song goes. What's this from?
Yes. No, I heard the melody. I was like, yes.
Yes. Yeah. It was
right.
Coming. It was coming.
And Kevin. Kevin knows this too.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
I love that show.
Ugh, that music.
I had such a good talk with Gideon the other night about how much we love the music in Waitress.
I mean, it's so good.
It's the best.
All right. You follow all the rules, you swallow the stories, and every night you wish on a star, dreaming your day will come, trusting in allegories, and every morning, boy, look where you are. Oof. Older.
Oh, what is this show?
Wow.
I picked the most known song from the show that I possibly could. And you can request a hint if you know.
Trusting in allegories. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a good lyric, you know, as opposed to a bad lyric. Give me a hint. You know what I mean? Like, as you're starting to narrow out, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, hint.
Yeah.
Do we do a hint? Or do you want to read it again?
Throw out a hint.
Stephen Schwartz.
Pippin? No.
Not warmed up.
No, that was good. It was like appropriate. It was like vocal fry.
You swallow all the rules. You swallow the stories, Kevin. Don't fry that voice. And every night you wish on a star.
It's too late.
Dreaming your day will come, trusting in allegories. And every morning, boy, look where you are.
I have no idea.
No? Then we're going to start naming Stephen Schwartz songs. Godspell? No.
No.
No, close.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if it's Stephen Schwartz.
It might be.
I'm too scared.
Children of Eden?
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Lost in the Wilderness.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I sang that in college. We all sang. Oh,
who didn't?
Man.
Who didn't sing Lost in the Wilderness?
I know. That was like
the, it was one of the,
that was one of those.
And Stranger to the Rain.
It totally was.
And who didn't sing Stranger to the Rain?
There could be
a
YouTube comparison video of that riff of like all the young 17-year-old tenors.
Yes.
Or 17-year-olds who like think they're tenors, but they're actually baritones as he raises his hand. But like should not have been singing that song.
Okay. Two more.
There's two more?
Yes. Okay. Middle class. Don't speak of it. Save your fare.
Savoir faire.
Savoir faire.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Last
one?
Yeah. There's a couple of those. Middle class. Okay.
Look, you got excited. Look at the twinkle in his eyes.
That was the first show I did when I was 14. Yeah. That was freshman year of high school.
I was like, you guys had to do that at Michigan, but you did it.
We did it.
No. Okay.
Freshman year of high school.
Never mind. Okay. Oh, why do we refuse to hang a light when the streets are dangerous? Why does it take an accident before the truth gets through to us?
I know it.
He knows.
I don't know it. Go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Yay!
Oh, good job.
Yeah. Louder than words.
Louder than words.
Yes, good job, you guys. Yeah, you did great.
You really those held it down.
Those are some not. Those are some pretty not well-known musicals.
I tried to sprinkle in some, you know, that known, and I wasn't sure.
You guys
are
it.
From Michigan. I knew. I was like, they're going to know all of them.
See, don't assume.
Yeah.
Let down the alma mater of musical theater history.
Because you didn't know Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, book report.
You're
How
fine.
Dare you?
Oh, my
How
gosh.
How dare you? Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
You guys are the best.
You're awesome.
Thanks for having us. This is
so much fun.
It's really fun to talk with you guys.
Just the sweetest. Okay. Love is alive.
Is it an open door, though? Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Come on, man.
See, I ruined it. I ruined it.
And on that note.
That was perfect.
It's a good segue.
All right. Come back next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And spread the word.
See you next week.
Bye. Let's give a shout out to the American Heart Association. They're on a mission to help you live longer and healthier by fighting stroke and heart disease. They want all of us, specifically millennial women, to keep our hearts pumping by getting our 2.5 hours of walking in each week. That's less time than you spend watching Netflix. And we're all busy, but we can do it. So go for a walk or do some squats. Or if you're sitting down right now, stand up or grab some friends and go dancing tonight. You can even go for a run while you listen to our incredible show. Getting your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, could literally change your life. Learn how to live a better life today at heart.org. That's heart.org. This message is brought to you by the American Heart Association.